Welcome back, fellow travelers. I'm Cindy Lyerly, and I'll be your tour guide. Are you ready for your next journey? Well, come with me and see what unique destination I have found for you this time. Located 30 minutes north of Gerlach, Nevada, on the edge of the Black Rock Desert, is the historic Fly Ranch, which consists of 3,800 acres. Here, visitors can take part in nature walks through the lush wetland ecosystem where they will see lots of different types of wildlife and plants. The workers at Fly Ranch have actually seen 15 different types of mammals, such as horses and coyotes, 138 types of birds, and around a dozen types of reptiles at Fly Ranch. They have also documented 144 different types of plants, so visitors are bound to see something new. While on the nature walks, visitors will also get to see some of the man-made attractions that are located on the ranch. The tour ends with a visit to Fly Geyser, a 12-foot-tall, three-pronged, multicolored, man-made geyser that sprays natural, hot spring water. Fly Ranch has been a part of northwestern Nevada for more than 100 years. Years ago, pioneers passed through the Black Rock Desert, where Fly Ranch is located, on their way to California. A group of pioneers decided to settle on what is now Fly Ranch, and they started digging a well. While digging, they hit geothermal waters that were at a temperature of 200 degrees Fahrenheit. Since the waters were so hot, they couldn't be used for agricultural purposes and were therefore abandoned. Decades later, in the 1960s, the location was tapped for water by a geothermal energy company. While the water was hot, it wasn't hot enough to use for energy, therefore the company stopped drilling and left the location. This drilling did create a 12-foot calcium carbonate cone that releases nearly boiling water. This cone was later named Fly Geyser. It constantly sprays water, which deposits minerals on the surrounding land and allows for the growth of multicolored algae. Over the years, Fly Ranch has been used as an airport, a homestead, a cattle ranch, and an alfalfa farm. In 2016, the Burning Man Project, which is a nonprofit organization, purchased Fly Ranch and Fly Geyser and started to offer limited public tours of the land. These tours still run today and last about 2.5 hours. On the tour, you will get to visit Fly Geyser, explore the surrounding wetlands, see the local wildlife, and visit some of the other attractions that are located on the property. Tours must be pre-arranged online and cost $43 for adults and are free for kids 12 and under. Do keep in mind, if you decide to go on a tour, you will be walking about 3 miles on uneven ground, so make sure to wear closed-toed shoes. Along with that, it is asked that participants keep cameras away so that they can enjoy the land without distractions. Besides Fly Geyser and nature in general, Fly Ranch has a couple other unique attractions. You can visit Baba Yaga's house, which is a wooden house that stands on chicken legs. Baba Yaga is an old woman with supernatural powers whose story originates from Slavic folklore. The house was installed at Fly Ranch in 2019 and will remain there until the 5-year lease is up in 2024. Also at Fly Ranch is the Labyrinth, sort of like a maze, but without dead ends and with only one path, visitors can walk through the labyrinth until they eventually reach the center, where they will turn around and come back. It is designed to give visitors the opportunity to take a break from the stresses of life and focus entirely on their surroundings. The labyrinth entrance faces east, and the labyrinth itself is 104 feet in diameter with 4-foot wide pathways. Next up is the pier, which is literally a wooden pier that was built by Matt Schultz and the Pier Group and was installed at Fly Ranch in 2018. Also at Fly Ranch is Hualapai Flat, which is located at the southern edge of the property. The flat is a stretch of land that is home to many different types of wildlife and ecosystems. In 1997, it was actually the location of the Burning Man event. Also located at Fly Ranch is the Narwhal, which is a vehicle literally shaped like a narwhal, the Onion Banya, which is a steam room shaped like an onion, and the Hot Springs. If you do choose to visit Fly Ranch, it's recommended that you stay in the town of Gerlach. It's a small town, but has a nice motel and a couple of small cafes and restaurants. If you're looking to do a little more exploring while in Gerlach, you can visit Guru Road, which is an art gallery that's a mile long. Created by a man named D. Wayne Williams, Guru Road features many large art pieces that were all created by Williams using local stones and other objects he found around the town. Also in Gerlach is Planet X Pottery, which is a small pottery and painting shop. Planet X is totally solar-powered and features a working pottery studio and 4 galleries. If you want to see more than just Fly Ranch, Gerlach has a lot to offer. Overall, Fly Ranch is a unique travel destination. On your visit, you will see many man-made wonders as well as natural wonders. You will get to explore the land and hopefully learn something new about the ecosystem and the wildlife that calls Nevada home. If you like exploring nature and seeing funny man-made creations, this is the place for you. Thank you for listening, travelers. If you choose to go, I hope you enjoy Fly Ranch. Stay safe, and remember, travel uniquely.